Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description. Session or episode, this is technically a new episode of Strangers in the Wood, an actual play podcast with all of us. I am your game master, Kendrick Smith. I use he, they pronouns, and with me today is the lovely Marcy.
Hello, I'm Marcy, and I use she, her pronouns.
And Hilda.
Hi, I also use she, her pronouns.
And last, but of course, certainly not least, Gus.
Hi, I'm Gus. I use he, him pronouns.
Amazing. And today we are continuing our game of Babes in the Wood, an RPG made by Adam X. Voss of World Champ Game Co. If you haven't already listened to the first episode, or two episodes...
The preceding episodes.
Go. What are you doing? Go back and watch it, because we're just going to be continuing on, and you'll be all sorts of lost.
Just like us.
Just like yeah. Just
spoilers. Actually, just keep going from here. You'll be as lost as us, and you can just put yourself in our place.
Yeah, just play along.
I am all for non-linear. Narrative experiences, so you can watch any of these episodes in whatever order you would like, and you would have a very different and unique experience in comparison to people who didn't. And you know what? Good for you.
listen to these episodes in the secret order to get the hidden ending.
Every person who watches this or listens to this podcast, please. DM me the order of episodes in which you watched and in which you listened.
Holy
so I
shit.
Can know if you watch in the secret order, and then I will send secret you order. Personally the link to the secret episode.
God.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Little did I know, one of the secret orders, you have to listen to an episode backwards.
Don't, why did you tell them? It's a secret. Listen. Why would you tell them?
Listen, you gotta give them a hint, okay?
I guess one of the episodes you have to listen to backwards.
Every 69th word, yeah. Write it down, spells out a special message.
Yeah. And also, don't try to fucking trick me by sending one order, and then I say no, and then trying to send me a different order in an amount of time that I know you could not have rewatched
to the entire
series.
Yeah. We're paying very close attention to this.
Very close attention. Okay. So
now that all that's out of the way,
now that we all got our little oofs and goofs out of the way, I'm gonna do a pretty quick recap. You keep walking in the direction that you all came from. You seem to be getting further into the woods rather than out of it.
Dakota is gonna see, you know, that light and just start sprinting towards it, hoping, you know, recognizing it as a business, hoping that someone has a phone. Dakota sprints through the front door of that building.
Hey, welcome to the diner. What can I get for you? Can I get started with some water? The name's Walter. You can call me Walt or Wally or whatever floats your boat.
You're a growing kid. You need to eat more than candy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You guys can have some food, you know, and if you're worried about paying that much, you can just wash some dishes afterwards, and that'll, you know, you pay for it.
Listen, last time I accepted some food from Dex. I sort of ended up in a position of what you might call indentured servitude.
Picks it up barehanded and like is holding it like upside down in his hand. And he says, "You see that? That there's good eats." And he puts it on the thing. He takes out a meat hammer and smashes it in front of you.
I'm gonna bite him.
Ah! Damn it, Walter!
And that's our cue. All right, we go now. All right, we go now. We go now.
I pull off the bike rack and I kind of help Dorothy into the basket. I kind of pat my shoulders, looking at Walter.
I don't know if a weasel can roll its eyes, but if it can, he does and climbs aboard.
As the car passes, you see the, like, it's this brown and white cruiser. There's some lights on top that aren't turned on, and along the side you see Sublime County Sheriff.
Dakota, you are pedaling as fast as your legs will take you through this storm in the woods. This kind of cruiser bike that the three of you have taken from the bike rack outside of the diner, carving a path through like the muddy road that the sheriff had just come down. You are led basically by the only light available to you, which Dorothy, who is sitting in the basket in front of you, is carrying holding onto the flashlight and the small little plastic orange pumpkin filled with candy. And on your shoulder is Walter, you all's new companion, Weasel, clinging on to your Ferris Bueller jacket that you're wearing with one arm and the other arm kind of holding on to his little paper diner hat. And yeah, so the three of you are riding through the woods.
We're in the woods?
You are on a road that is flanked on either side by woods.
It is not a
paved road. It is a muddy dirt road through the woods. I guess let me lay this out for you. The road that you're on isn't a paved road. It's this dirty mud road. You can see the tracks you can barely see the tracks from previous vehicles that have kind of made their way back and forth down this road to the diner and back. Currently, the only other tracks that are like clearly visible are the sheriff's car tracks that had just come through here. Flanking the road are the woods, the same woods that you and Dorothy had just climbed, or not climbed, made your way out of before the storm had come, where it's this forest of large pine trees kind of a dense underbrush of bushes and ferns and such kind of make the woods a little hard to traverse when not like on these kind of clear paths. So that's the road you're on right now.
Okay. I guess we'll go into it, yeah?
Yeah, you're on it. The three of you are on this bike going down it right now. You have passed by the diner and the sheriff in his car are a ways behind you now as you all are riding.
Dakota, where are we going?
I don't know. Ask the ferret. He lives here.
Mr. Ferret, where are we going?
Is it still raining?
Oh yeah, it's raining bad. There's a thunderstorm. There's thunder and lightning and rain like coming down hard.
All right. So I say yeah. So step one is we're gonna wanna get away from here, and step two is out of the rain.
Wow, that's so helpful, so insightful.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. Let me Trying to think of, I definitely have a move that could, yeah, let me think. Yeah, I'm wondering if I can use, ooh, you know what I want to use, Kendrick?
Oh, no.
What?
Is it poetry?
I want to use connected.
Oh.
What?
Okay. What's that? I love that. I love that. Yeah, give me a... So, connected. In your time here, you've met your fair share of forest folk. Roll plus noodle. So, give me a roll.
All right. Oh, boy.
The first roll of the session.
That's gonna be a 6.
Well, on a 6 minus, that is a failure. You mark 1 XP.
No.
Good start, guys.
An amazing start. Walter, as you're running through your... So, Walter, you are a citizen of the Sublime. Of Sublime County, let's call it. You've been here for a while, and you know that... the Sublime can be treacherous to navigate. It is constantly winding and changing. And so you know your kind of thoughts and memories of where things are and where people are can be a little skewed. But you are pretty sure as you're looking around that where you're at right now does seem kind of familiar, and you know that there is a cabin not terribly far away from where you are now, and you are pretty sure that you can lead them there.
Okay.
You've never been inside the cabin. You don't know if anybody lives in the cabin, but you do know that there is a garden outside of this cabin that you've probably, like, have taken from once, like, every now and then when you're traveling and you need food or something.
Great. Cool. Yeah. So I say, I think I know a place. I'll tell you when to turn.
When you say you know a place, what do you mean you know a place?
I mean, I know a place. What is it? I mean, what do you want from me?
Is this place going to have another turtle-smashing psychopath?
Maybe. Probably not. Not everyone around here is like that. I mean, you can't go. I mean, no. Probably not. As well.
I'm gonna bring the bike to like a halting stop.
Okay. Yeah. You do like the Akira skid. You do the Akira skid in the mud, where you're able to slide to a halt. The rain is pouring down. There's like a crack of lightning and thunder that booms through the forest as you like finish the slide into a stopping point.
Okay, you need to be more clear where we're going, because I'm not going to be the one turning into soup tonight. Okay,
it's a cabin. All right,
a cabin.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And what else do you know about this cabin? Because you know what happens in cabins.
I know that cabins typically have roofs, and that will protect us from rain.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And you've never watched a movie, have you? You think we're going to go to a cabin in the rain in an unfamiliar town with a man who smashes turtles and eats them? What do we have to trust you here? You think I'm
going to
bring my little sister with me? Dorothy, I'm talking.
Okay. I'm sorry. Dorothy, shrinks down back into the basket.
No. I want to hear what the kid has to say.
I guess he's the same thing I have to say. Dorothy, what is it?
I'm cold. I'm cold. I'm sorry.
You see?
Dorothy's shivering in the rain. That's all I could imagine, soaked through.
Any funny business, and it's your hide, okay?
Look, I'm with you. All right, I don't mean you anything. I don't mean you any ill will here. I just know, if we don't get out of the rain pretty soon, we're not gonna be okay. All right.
You're right. Fine. And right. Dakota kind of pouts and starts paddling.
Okay. You start pedaling down the road, and I guess you're just following the directions that Walter's giving you. So there's a point in the road, Walter, that you recognize, like, the kind of, like, tree formations and such. There's essentially, like, another breaking in the in the woods where you see another dirt road kind of breaks off and goes down, and you direct Dakota down this road. In Dakota, you start to see like an opening in the woods where you in the direction that you are headed, and in this opening in the woods, when you finally get to like the breaking part of this forest, it opens up, and there is this wooden cabin that is out here. I'm imagining that as you like kind of get to the edge of the road where the woods kind of like break off and open up, there's like this crack of lightning and thunder that illuminates the like glistening like rain drenched roof of this cabin, and this, it's so ominous. You can see it's this like single floor wooden cabin with like an old like tin roof.
Holy shit.
It's there is like a, you see like there is a fenced in garden that's on its right side, and it's got this long like shotgun porch that like kind of leads up and into the front door, and you do see that there is like a single light on in one of the windows that are like one of the side windows. And you also see
perception.
Is it Shia LaBeouf?
No, I'm kidding.
I cannot answer that question. In kind of reflection of another window, you see this kind of like vaguely like kind of flickery light. That is like kind of that is coming from inside.
See, this is why they can listen to the episodes in any order they want, because there's only two episodes. We die immediately.
We die this episode. Yeah,
we're dead.
No, as soon as this, as soon as we like gaze upon this, I say, see what I tell you, nice and cozy, probably dry.
Mm-hmm, real cozy. So how about you? We'll stay over here. You can walk up to the door and ask them if we can come sit in and stay inside. How about that? This was your idea, after all.
Yeah. I really want to argue with that, but that checks out. I'll be right back. So I go up to the door, I guess.
Okay. While we're waiting, I'm gonna take off like my like varsity, like my Letterman's jacket, you know. I'm gonna put it around Dorothy.
Oh.
Aw.
That's so sweet.
You're standing out here. I imagine Walter, you're probably approaching. Do you all like stay like back here, like by the edge of the forest?
We're literally at like the edge of the house. Like, we're just kind of watching.
Gotcha. Sorry, go on, Gus.
I go and I knock on the door, which I guess is probably pretty quiet. Here's what he does: is he knocks on the door, realizes that they probably don't hear him, and then does like a little maneuver where like stands on his front legs and just like slams his like the back half of his body against the door.
Love it.
I love it. You do that, and you can hear from inside like the sound of like shuffling around and footsteps approaching the door. And like after like a couple of moments, you hear on the other side of the door, "Who is it?"
You don't know me. We're just some kids. We're looking for a place to get out of the rain.
Papa said I shouldn't talk to strangers.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
What?
No, just I just... I have, I, I know what I'm about to say, and I feel like I'm gonna regret this. I know your papa. It's all right.
And you guys thought you were in the horror movie.
We've just flipped it on this child.
This is some real Tucker and Dale versus Evil bullshit. It really is.
No, we're not in the horror movie. You're in the horror movie.
Amazing. I guess I'm going to ask you to roll a mush check.
Okay.
To which would be roll plus mush. If you have any abilities that you think this can also be, I'm free to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, hang on. Could this be grift?
Let's see. What does grift say?
Try to convince someone to do something against their self-interest, deception, intimidation. Oh,
God. So. Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're totally not the villain here. Yeah, go for it. Absolutely. This can be grift.
All right. That is a 7.
Okay. On a 7 to 9, they'll consider it for a price. Okay. Oh, no. What is the price they're going to ask? Okay. Okay, you hear from the other side of the door, you promise you know my papa?
No. Yes.
Okay. And you hear, like, the kind of, like, unlocking, of the door, and, the door, like, kind of slowly creaks open, and on the other side, you see, this small girl. She's this little dark-skinned girl, maybe about, like, 3 feet tall, about, like, double your height. She's got, like, these really, like, curly, like, really, curly, like, kind of afro, and she is wearing, she's probably wearing, like a black skirt, and what is the 80s? What do the 80s have? Like, bright neon colors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I've Googled imaged 80s fashion. She's wearing like she's probably wearing like a bright pink skirt and like a blue kind of like top or like blouse. And she's got these like really thick framed glasses and like kind of like freckles. And you see her, like, peering through the, like, crack in the door. And she looks at you. And upon seeing you, she's, like, immediately enamored. And goes, oh, Weasel!
Yeah, I'm a little Weasel. Pleasure to meet you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Is that all right with my friends come in, too?
Kind of like opens up the door a little bit more to look out and see can she see you all?
I mean, like, faintly. I mean, we probably have like Dorothy's like flashlight kind of, so it kind of like maybe obscures us a little bit.
That's fair. She kind of looks and says, yeah, but only if you promise not to, you can't touch anything, okay? Or you can't mess things up, I guess. I guess if you know Papa, it'll be okay. But
of course. We're just trying to get out of the rain.
Okay. Yeah, you all can come in. And she opens up the door for you.
Walter motions for Dorothy and Dakota to come over.
I guess I will help Dorothy out of the basket. But at the same time, take any items that may be in the pockets of that jacket and put them in my own vest.
Okay, cool. And what stuff do you have, just so we can establish that? What stuff do you have?
In general, I mean, in total, the things I would be taking out of the pockets of that coat would be candy, a tape recorder, the pamphlet, and weed.
Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah, I forget you have that. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, funny. So... That's kind of why I wanted to take that out.
You don't want Dorothy to get into your weed stash? What? Yeah.
Wow. I don't necessarily want her being, like, you know, held liable for it. Aww. So, of course. Then I guess we'll, like, walk the bike up to the doorstep.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, she sees the two of you, and upon seeing you, you all see her as well. She kind of gives them this, like, kind of bright smile. She says, come on in. It must be, it's pretty bad out there. And, like, she says that, and, like, thunder booms in the distance.
I rush inside. I don't actually wait for Dakota because I'm so cold.
Understandable.
Do you have anywhere we can put our bike?
Come in. And she, like, kind of motions for you to come in, into the house. And, as you all are, like, kind of coming in through the door, you see part of the house is kind of, really this kind of, like, open planning space, right? Where, as soon as you enter the door, straight across from you is this, like, large kind of living area where there's, like, this thick, like, wool rug on the ground and, like, a couch that is faced away from you. And, like, across from it facing you is this, like, CRT television that is playing like, a cartoon is on right now. And you, like, realized, like, oh, that is the flashing light that you were seeing. That's kind of the flickering light, as all of the other lights in the house have kind of been turned off.
I'm gonna say, you know, on second thought, I'll leave it on the porch. I don't want to get mud on your floor.
And I'm gonna go put
the bike on the porch.
Okay, yeah, you leave it out here under the porch. Not under the porch, on the porch. And the roof is kind of blocking it off so rain won't continue, like, falling on it and such, so it'll cool, be safe cool, and dry cool. On the porch.
Cool.
Is there anything that looks like a fireplace or a heater or?
Yes, there is also a fireplace that is on that is in the living space, like to the left against the wall of the couch and where the television is.
Is it lit?
It is lit, yes.
Great. I go sit by the fireplace immediately.
Okay, yeah.
Like, so, huddled up in, like, so, like, I'm, like, crouched down, basically, like, kind of squatting with, like, the jacket completely around me and just, like, huddled up right by the fire.
Amazing. Yeah, Walter and Dakota, you two see as Dorothy, like, immediately just makes herself at home. you go and sit on this large wool rug here, mm-hmm. Like, sitting across from the fireplace, kind of holding tightly onto the jacket to keep warm.
Are there any, like, stairs or anything in this cabin?
No, it is a one-floor cabin, so
can I
see any stairs.
Can I do a walk around?
Yeah, you can walk around. As you walk in, over to your right, you see there's a little bit of an archway that leads into this, like, kind of small kitchen space. As mm-hmm. I've already said, in front of you is this kind of living room area with a couch, like this old CRT television, and the fireplace that Dorothy is currently sitting in front of. Mm-hmm. To the left of you, almost immediately as you come in, you see there's a door that leads somewhere. And then across the room by the living room, there is another door. It's kind of like a double, like a sliding glass pane door. You mm-hmm. know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like one of those. And just from, like, when you were outside looking at the cabin, you already know that that is probably the door that leads out to the garden. Just by the orientation of the house.
And then
off to your right, by the kitchen, you see there is this kind of small hallway that leads to a dead end where there's a window. And on either side of the hallway are two doors.
Okay.
One on each side.
Is Walter still next to me?
Up to Walter.
Yeah, I'm still... Yeah, still where we pretty much came in.
Okay. Dakota's gonna lean down and go, okay, Rat, fill me in. What's happening?
What do you expect me to know? I don't know.
Who's this little girl?
This is Carrie.
Okay. Upon hearing her name, Carrie turns, who's like just like closed the door behind you all, turns and says, "Hi, I'm Carrie."
Okay.
What are your names?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm Dakota. It's really nice to meet you.
I'm Walter. Say, Carrie, is your Papa home right now, or?
No, Papa's not home right now, but he should be home soon.
Oh, do you know where he might be?
No, he doesn't tell me where he has to go, but I think he had some work he needed to do or something.
All right.
Do you have a phone by any chance? Like a telephone?
Papa has a phone, but it's in his room.
Yeah, do you want to show me where it is? I need to make a very important call. See, because you know you have your papa, right? I have a papa, too. And if I didn't tell him where I was, he would get real mad at me. So I need to... Is it okay if I use your phone real quick? Just so they know that I'm safe and sound.
Well, I'm not supposed to go into Papa's room.
Yeah. Why not?
He says that I shouldn't. It's his room.
But he think you make an exception for this, because if he was here, he'd let me use the phone, right? Because he wants to make sure that my parents know I'm safe and sound. Because he'd be worried about you, right? If you were out in the woods in a storm, your papa would be worried about you, right?
Yeah, he would.
My papa's worried about me. So I want to make sure that my papa knows I'm safe, and I'm safe with you guys, because you have such a nice house here.
Okay.
Awesome.
You roll me a mush check, a roll plus mush.
Okay. Oh, that's gonna be a 5.
That is a failure. Take 1 experience point. And she goes, I'm sorry, I can't. No, Papa said I shouldn't go in there, no matter what.
Dakota, are the abbots gonna be mad at us?
No, they're not gonna be mad at us. They just want to make sure we're safe. So we need to make sure that we can, you know, we can let them know that we're safe and sound, right? And they can come pick us up, because we don't want to be out in this woods forever.
No.
Do you have a bathroom, Carrie? Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. And she points to the door, to the left of, to the left of you.
Okay. I guess I'll walk inside.
Okay. Yeah. You open up the door, you go inside, and you see, yeah, it's this small, little bathroom. It's, got this like small, shower that has like one of those like glass panes, that like roll to close it. A small little, you know, toilet in there, and a sink with a kind of dirty mirror on it.
Okay. I'm going to take all the candy in my pockets and put it in the toilet bowl.
Okay.
A waste of the good candy.
Carrie?
Yeah?
I'm going to kind of peek my head out of the door. You didn't tell me you had a candy toilet.
What?
Yeah, this toilet's full of candy.
No way! And she comes running to the door.
I lock the door. Is she inside the bathroom?
Yeah, she's inside of it.
No. I close the door behind her, and I start to run over where the bedrooms are.
I haven't even gotten introduced myself to this girl.
Oh, my God.
That's so
oh
good. Yeah, you close the door behind her. Are you doing anything to secure the door, or are you just closing it behind her?
That's a good question. I said I close it behind her. So, I will say, I look at Walter, and I say, tell her I went outside. And I keep running, and I keep running to the bedrooms.
Walter just responds, You are just exceptionally bad with children.
Yeah, as Dakota goes to run over in the direction of the bedrooms, Walter, what do you do?
Jeez. I guess just like I think he just waits to see if Carrie's gonna come out of the bathroom.
yeah, you, like, almost immediately as the door shuts, you hear a voice from inside go, "Whoa, there is candy in this toilet!" Dakota, where'd you go? And you hear, like, a rumbling at the, like someone, like, you hear her, like, starting to, like, play with the door to open it. Which, Dakota didn't do anything specific to lock it, yeah. So.
Well, she's a child. I didn't think she'd be able to get out that easily.
It's a door. What?
It's just a bathroom door
in her own home.
Bro, have you ever seen, like, a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old try and open a door? They struggle bigly.
That's okay. That's why it's not immediate. It is not immediate that she gets out of the door, but you could tell you got maybe a few moments before she might do some shit. And by that, I mean get out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's all I need, baby.
Walter just yells, Yeah, she had to run outside real quick. Also, don't eat any of that candy. That's probably not good.
Hi everyone, it's me, Kendo, or Kendrick, depending on what you prefer to call me. I gotta do a little bit of housekeeping. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting the episode, but, you know, we gotta do these things every now and then, so sorry about that. But, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Like, the response to our first episode was absolutely amazing. We weren't quite expecting people to like it as much as they did, but we've got a wonderful response from all of you, and we're just, like, so unbelievably glad that you all like it. I mean, at the very least, like, even willing to listen. So that's just awesome. First and foremost, we love all of you, and we thank you for being with us here. Next up, if you haven't already, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told. That's TalesYetTold. That's, I know how to spell, but yeah, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at that, and that is where we mostly do, like, most of our, like, updates. We put art out, we like interacting with people, and just, like, trying to get to know our audience a little bit more. So go ahead and follow us on that, especially if you want any updates. You could probably already guess by this point, but episodes go out every Wednesday, and by the time you wake up in the morning, there should be an episode sitting right in your podcatcher, so you can listen to it on your commute to work, or maybe while you're working, or maybe after you're done working, or maybe while you're eating lunch in between the times when you work. Or like, listen to it whenever you want. I don't care. I do care. I do care that you listen. I do care that you have a good day. And I hope our podcast helps you have a good day. I don't know where I was going with that. But also, don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, or I guess it's called Apple Podcasts now. So on that, because we love to hear your feedback, and we are just, like, really interested in, like, what you guys are liking about the show, maybe things that, you know, wish were a little better, and that kind of stuff. We just want to make sure that we're making the best possible thing for all of you. So that would be incredibly helpful, not only for us, but also just so other people can, you know, look at it and be like, oh, is this a thing we want to watch? You know how reviews work. I'm not going to explain to you how reviews work. You're a very smart person. Also, we want to give a huge thanks to the Be Gay Roll Dice Network for welcoming us with open arms. We're so excited to be a part of the network, and there are a lot of awesome shows in the network that you all should listen to. Speaking of which, I have an ad for them right here. Yeah, right here. It's gonna start playing in, like, a couple of seconds, so I gotta go. But don't forget to drink water and love yourself like I love you. Bye.
There are, in our world, certain places that seem to draw on the strange.
Tragic news on this, the first day of school in Chillhaven, as a local teen has been found dead under what authorities are describing as mysterious circumstances.
The unusual.
So sleeping is difficult because I don't blink, so...
Oh my god.
The monstrous.
And then he vomits out his whole skeleton onto his desk.
What?
And when you were a hip young teen coming of age in one of these locations.
So I'm, like, walking, trying to, like, subtly unzip my hair out of my backpack.
It doesn't matter if you are an aspiring scientific genius.
What do they fluctuate, Zeke?
molecules?
A burgeoning telekinetic.
I think you have telekinetic powers.
That's so specific for you to say right now.
Or a social media influencer.
And she took a selfie too, and she put glasses, their fake glasses.
Your safety is not guaranteed.
Why do I keep being made to look at things that shouldn't be?
In these dangerous times at Chillhaven High.
Dangerous Times at Chillhaven High is a real play radiophonic supernatural teen drama. New episodes every Tuesday. Follow us everywhere at Chillhaven High.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super-condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into three sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dork Spawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dork Spawn every Friday wherever you listen to.
Amazing. So in the moments that you've given yourself, Dakota, you get to the hallway and you see there's a door on your left and there's a door on your right. Which door do you choose?
Left.
Okay. Do you just like open up the door, run in and close? Like what is
your... Oh yeah. Oh no, yeah, just open and close.
Okay. Yeah, you run into this room, you open up the door and close it. On the inside of this room, there is like this large, like probably like queen size bed on like this old like wooden wooden stand. You see that there is like a kind of desk on one end of the room, and like a large window that opens up to look out into the garden. That is on the other side of this wall, and just by like the kind of like the kind of dressing up of this room, you 100% chose the right room.
Yes.
this you cannot imagine this being Carrie's room, as you see that there are like along like the desk that's in one corner. On top of that, you see like there's like a bunch of like files and paperwork that are on it, like a little lamp that is like on the corner of it. The desk is kind of situated right in front of the big window looking out into the garden, and you see there's like a picture frame that's on it. And you see there is a wooden chest at the end of the bed, and you also see at the other end of the room, across from the bed, so like immediately when you come in, it's like to your left, there's this large wooden dresser, and on top of the dresser is a like kind of glass case almost like kind of like an aquarium looking kind of case, and in it there is like a little lamp that's on, and like you can see what looks to be like rocks and like kind of like kind of like a terrarium-esque, like there's mm-hmm. Like little like pebbly sand and stuff in there, and that's just like kind of your quick look around as you like run in and close the door. Back outside of the room, after like a couple of moments, Carrie opens up the door, walks out and looks around and says, and then looks to you, Walter, and says, where did Dakota go?
She had to go outside, real quick. Oh. She'll be back.
Oh, okay. She kind of looks around and sees, Dorothy. She kind of meanders over to you, says, are you cold?
Yeah, sorry. I had a really cold out there. I'm Dorothy.
Hi, I'm Carrie. And she, like, reaches out, like, her hand to, like, give you a little handshake.
I give her a handshake back. I say, how old are you? I'm 7 and almost a half.
I'm 6 and a half.
Wow! And a half exactly? Did you get the half yet?
Not...
The half's important.
No, I mean... Not exactly, but I'm a little past the half, actually.
Okay, it's nice to meet you, Carrie.
It's nice to meet you. Do you want a blanket? I can get you one.
That'd be really nice.
Okay. And she kind of, like, does, like, a light child jog to the couch. You see on like the one side of the couch is like one of those like wooden wicker baskets where there's some like blankets that have been like rolled up in there, and she takes one of them and kind of like tries to spread it out, but like her arms are too small.
I like help her spread it out. I like get up and take like the other end of it. Yeah.
And then she like goes to like wrap it around you.
Thank you, Carrie. You have a nice cabin.
Walter's just kind of getting warm, too. And he's just kind of staring into the fire. He says, man, you know, Dorothy, that sister of yours is a real piece of...
Oh, Dakota's not my sister.
Oh.
But it'd be cool if she was.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, Dakota's super cool. She knows all kinds of things, and she's really smart and brave, but she's not my sister.
Wow. She asked me, I think you deserve better, but, you know.
Than Dakota?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I mean, I do have a sister, and she was pretty darn great, too, but Dakota's good.
Ah.
Carrie, do you have any sisters?
No, it's just me and my dad.
Just you and your dad, huh?
Yeah.
Do you like your dad?
He's great. He gives me food and takes care of me, and he lets me watch cartoons. And she points to the TV that's like playing some old 80s cartoons. I've been trying to think of what cartoon she's probably watching. It's probably like Scooby-Doo, actually.
all right, yeah.
It's like, yeah, like classic, like Hanna-Barbera, Scooby-Doo. I hope we don't get copyright checked for that.
Fucking done for.
We love Hanna-Barbera and Scooby-Doo.
You've doomed us all.
I've doomed us all. But yeah, what, the 80s? It could even be a pup named Scooby-Doo, I think. Is that the 80s as well?
I haven't a clue.
Sure. This is unimportant, but she's watching
No, it is cartoons. Important to know what I'm watching right now.
Yeah, she's watching Starbright or something. I don't know. But yeah, no, she's a, yeah, she points to the TV and she's like, yeah, Papa lets me watch cartoons, and he cooks really good. And he takes care of me.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Do you want to watch cartoons?
Yeah. I don't know this show, but...
Oh, well, this one, and then we'll cut away before she...
launches into a long description of...
Right before Carrie gives a copyright strike. Yeah.
All the characters go, no, Carrie, no, and freezes and cuts away.
And yeah, so we're gonna cut back to Dakota. You are in the dad's room.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Did you say I saw a phone on the desk at all, or no?
Yes, there is a there is like a bright red phone that is on the desk.
Oh, then I just run at it. I sprint and I pick it up. Well, I start dialing. Like I said, I would pull up my phone and I'd look at Grace's number and like dial into the phone and call it.
Okay. You go over to it. You pick up the phone. You quickly dial in Grace's number that's on your cell phone and wait. And you hear like the dial tone, and then the. And you hear the sound of someone picking up, and you just hear a voice on the other side go,
"Hello?"
It is not a voice you recognize.
I hang up.
Okay. You hang up the phone.
Great, Colin.
I try again.
Okay. You dial up the number, you get the dial tone, the ringing, and then you hear it get picked up, and on the other side, you hear a voice go,
"Edmund, this is not the time. What's going on?"
Dakota, like, deepens her voice as much as she can. Sorry, you know, just wanted to, call and check in.
Who is this?
I have a bit of a cold, sorry. This is Edgar. Don't you, can't you tell?
Oh no.
You're not Edgar. And the fact that I don't recognize your voice means you must be new. What's your name?
My name's Edgar, did I tell you?
Oh, this is gonna be fun. Can't wait to see you.
And you hear the phone hang up.
Didn't like that.
Edric. I am, like, physically recoiling right now.
Okay. So, okay. I'm going to start tearing this room apart looking for anything of use inside this room.
Okay, cool. What is this going to be? Okay, let's do this. Where are you starting off? You've got your desk that's right here with... you went to the desk. You probably see the photo. You definitely see the photo that's on here.
Yeah. What's the photo? What am I looking at?
You see a picture of a man and a woman. The woman is this, like, tall, like, blonde hair. She's wearing, like, mom jeans and, like, a striped, like, kind of polo. I'm imagining like green and fuchsia and like blue and white multicolored striped shirt, you know, curly blonde hair that like comes down to her like mid back, and standing next to her is this dark skinned man, little older, handlebar mustache. Wearing a sheriff's uniform.
Huh. Okay.
Funny thing.
I would rip open the desk drawers first.
Okay, you open up the desk and there are a bunch of files, in there. You're looking for something that's useful here, right?
I'm looking for a gun, I'm not gonna lie.
Gun. Jesus. That's so fucking funny to me. That's great. What would this be? To see if you can find a gun. Or just anything useful. Do you have any, like, moves that this could be?
I can, probably not. I can see.
Yeah.
Nah, not at all, no. Unless I did cause mischief. But, like... That doesn't really make sense here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could just do, like, I mean, this could just be, like, a steam or a noodle roll if you wanted.
Yeah, this might just be a noodle roll. I was just trying to see if you had something that would be useful for you.
I wish.
This might just be a noodle roll.
Okay. Do a noodle roll? Oh,
please. And so you're just checking the desk, or is this the entire room?
I guess, do you want to go bit by bit? It's up to you.
Let's just do the entire room. That'll help us go faster.
Okay. Shit. Well, okay, it's an 8.
Okay, an 8. That's a mixed success. So you are going to find something, but there's going to be a bit of a cost. Okay, I know what this is. So as you're looking around, I'll tell you things that you find in here that are of interest, and then maybe some things that could be useful. Mm-hmm. So as you're looking around, you see, as I've kind of described, there is that like kind of aquarium looking like glass case. You look in there and you see in there is a black turtle. It's got like a little bowl for food, and you see it's like kind of stretching out, nibbling on it. This is also a good time to remind Dorothy that she has a turtle.
Yes, I do. I was about to say I have one of those in my candy bucket.
Yeah. Okay. So you see a black turtle that's in this like glass case. It's getting some food. It's eating. You see that there are a bunch of clothes in here, warm, dry clothes in the dresser, a lot of which are too big for you, but, you know, it is at your disposal. You find, like, within, like, the dresser, there are, like, cases of ammunition, but you do not find a gun in here. You probably assume that the sheriff has his gun on him.
Okay.
But as you are going through like the chest and like over stuff by the bed, like trying to see, you do find a hunting knife that is like hidden underneath the pillow. The mixed part of this success is as you find this hunting knife, you can tell just by the glare and like the windows of this room, you see like the kind of like flashing and moving of lights as if headlights are passing by, and you hear the low rumble of a car outside.
Oh no. Okay. I grab the knife and I get inside the dresser.
You climb inside the dresser?
I like the wardrobe.
Oh, is there a wardrobe? Or am I wrong? Yeah, no. Yeah, there's also a wardrobe in here. there could be a wardrobe in here. Yeah, okay, and you grab the knife and you climb inside of it. We're going to cut outside, back to outside this room. Dorothy, Walter, and Carrie, the three of you have just been sitting here, or at least Dorothy and Carrie are like kind of wrapped in this blanket, like sitting on the rug watching a pup named Scooby-Doo on TV. Walter, I don't know if you're joining them or what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like half watching, half being aware of anything else that's going on in this room.
Gotcha. The three of you hear and like seeing like through the window lights flash and pass by, and you hear the sound of a car pulling up from outside.
Walter kind of perks up and he says, "Hey, it carries." Would that be your pops coming home?
Yeah, she's just like so intently watching these cartoons, and you say that, and she like kind of comes out of this daze. And it's like, oh, Papa! And yeah, she hops up from the carpet and like over to the door and says, Papa will be happy to see you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to think of, because. Walter doesn't know.
Unless you've been looking, we can say during that time you've been looking around and see if you can find anything that might give something away here.
You know, yeah, I think I did sort of like establish that he was half-heartedly glancing around.
Okay, is there a move that you want to use here then, or just like a?
I mean, I could maybe do. Oh, I could do a gander.
Yeah, if you got gander, you could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Cool. You take a long, hard look around. Describe what you were looking into. Roll plus noodle.
That's a 10.
A 10? On a 10, on a 10 plus, ask your GM two of the following questions, which they will answer truthfully. So you got your list there.
Can I ask real quick, do I need to... Have I befriended Carrie, or do I need to, like, actually make that a move of, like... Because I have something called be a friend... But like,
she seems to be pretty positive. If be a friend will give you like something, like I would say she's amicable to you right now. I wouldn't necessarily call you all friends.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you want to use that move for that,
yeah, you gain the trust of another character on a 10 plus.
Yeah. But so you can do that.
Okay. All right.
You like, go for it.
Yeah, I like almost don't want to because of like
the possibility of failing.
Yeah. And I think it's plus mush. Okay, great.
It is. Okay. Gus, do you have your two questions?
Yes. Mm-hmm. First thing I'm going to ask is, so I'm sort of gazing at the room,
mm-hmm.
and the first one I'm going to ask is, what should I be wary of?
What should you be wary of? My answer to this is going to be, you're looking around and, you know, you kind of look over to like where Dorothy and Carrie are like watching like cartoons and stuff. And you're looking around at this old wood cabin in the woods. And you know that the sublime can be a strange place and that a lot of things are just not what they appear to be. And right now you are in the house of a person you do not know, with two people you barely know, with another seeming like authority figure that is on the way, that you should be wary of how you approach this, whatever situation might come of this, and also just be wary of immediately trusting Carrie and her papa. Just because you know what the sublime can be like.
Yeah.
For my be a friend role, I got a 4 and a 5 plus my 2, so that's an 11.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's as easy as like the two of you are sitting here watching cartoons and wrapped in a blanket together. she seems to have become a fast friend of yours and is very like been like, have you seen this episode? And like kind of like just talking to you about the cartoon.
Okay. Great. So I've gained some trust for me and my friends.
Yeah.
I have my other question.
Yeah.
What here is not what it appears to be?
As you are looking around, you notice something a bit off. And we can figure out how you can tell this is off. I think that'll be interesting. But there is something up with the wood paneling of this floor as it gets closer to like the area where like this kind of living space is. And you're just like looking at, and like you kind of like pick that up. And as you're kind of looking around, you're looking at this rug and you walk on a certain part of it. And like, there's like a creak, like in a weird way where like the floor kind of gives way a little bit in a way that it shouldn't. You're like, there's something under this rug. And it's as you are having that thought that, like, you see, like, the lights flash around. You hear the car pulling up. And, like, a car door open and slam shut.
And you said Carrie had...
Yeah, Carrie gets up and goes to the door being like, Papa, Papa.
How much time have I been in the wardrobe?
At this point, it's probably been like 15, 20 seconds.
What have I heard going on?
You probably hear the distant sounds of Papa, Papa, and like the sound of like the door opening and closing.
Dakota's gonna hide the knife in like the back of their pants underneath the vest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's kind of hidden away. Fill one of their pockets with ammunition and then walk out of the room, back to the living room.
Okay. Are you trying to do it in a stealthy way or just like a come out the room kind of deal?
Just come out the room. It's fine.
Okay. You come out the room, and as you you're like kind of closing the door behind you, you like the sound of the door closing kind of gets Carrie's attention, and she sees you as the door closing and she kind of tilts her head like a little bit confused, and then that's when the front door opens and you all see the sheriff coming in. He's wiping his boots on like the carpet in front of the like just outside. He's drenched in rain and it's like takes his hat off and he's like
I bury myself in the blanket. I like hide in the blanket.
I
Absolutely.
I go like, it's tied in the blanket.
Absolutely. Walter, where are you right now?
Can Walter hide in the couch cushions?
Absolutely he can. Absolutely he can. Yeah.
Get sat on.
You immediately like run and like just slide in between the couch cushions. Amazing. And yeah, you wait, all. Wait. Yeah.
Okay. No, he's already come in. Yeah.
Never yeah, he's mind. Already in.
Yeah, we're fine.
He's like right, like wiping his like shoes on the mat. And he's like, Carrie, what's this bike doing out here? And he like. Looks up and sees you, Dakota, and sees you, Dorothy, and like his like
oh, wait, eyes. Wait, what do you see, Dorothy? She's buried in the blanket.
He just sees a blanket, right?
Okay.
And, like she's on the other side of the couch too.
Okay, sure, fine. He sees you, Dakota.
I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. He sees you, Dakota, and turns and look, and Carrie says, it's your friends. They came by. They said that they knew you. And he goes, Carrie, what did I say about talking to strangers? And she's like, they're not strangers. They're my friends.
I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We know, I know you. You probably don't know me. I know that you're the sheriff out here. So I wanted to, you know, we were lost in the woods. We knew that you lived here. So, you know, we just thought it'd be the safest place to go to get help. So I'm so sorry to barge in, and I don't want to make myself, you know, a problem here. But you know, we thought you'd be okay with us coming to you for help. I'm so sorry.
You see him.
Walter is
go for it.
Walter is buried in the couch, just silently thinking, Jesus, fuck, no, don't do this. This is a bad idea.
You see this man kind of like raise his eyebrow and goes, I recognize you. You're one of those two kids I saw riding back from the diner. I actually just had a talk with Dex about what went on back there. And he kind of walks in. He walks like kind of over towards you. He's taking his hat off. He's holding it down on one hand.
I'm gonna slowly start walking backwards towards the living room.
Okay, yeah, you start doing that, and he's like he's keeping his eyes on you the entire time, kind of tracking you, mm-hmm. and saying, you know what you did back there to him wasn't too kind. You understand?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just new here and. I guess, you know, he startled my little sister and, I, you know, I just wanted to make sure she was okay. And so I was just protecting her. And I guess, you know, sometimes things get out of hand and I do apologize for that. But I hope you can understand that, you know, we're both kids here and, you know, having an adult who just kind of acts so violently and so haphazardly around my little sister gets me really, really scared. And so I just wanted to protect her.
You see, he's just kind of, he's standing there, like, I imagine, like, you've backed up to the point where you're, like, you're, like, much closer to Dorothy now, where, like, there's the couch that is in between you and him, and he's just kind of standing there. He's kind of, he stands in such a way where he puts, like, his arm, like, he puts his hand on his hip to be able to, like, just kind of stand there, support himself, but it just so happens to be the hand that is like by his gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Well, at the very least, you do owe him an apology. You understand? You hit the man in the back with a stool. Is
I completely understand, mm-hmm. and then I am I'm so deeply sorry."
Yeah. As you were talking, Carrie goes, "What's wrong, Papa? Are they bad people?" And he turns to look down at her and then back at you all and goes, nah, they're not bad. Just lost. He told me y'all ain't had nothing to eat. You hungry?
I'm no, still under my blanket. Pretending this isn't happening.
Am I hungry?
You are probably, it's late. It's late at night. You were probably planning on snacking and like eating whatever like party food they had at the place, and that has not happened. And Dorothy, you were gonna have dinner after trick or treating, but that has not happened.
Yeah, but I also gorged myself on
candy. You did gorge yourself on candy, so you're...
Can I say Walter's head popping out of the couch at all, or no?
I think at the very least you know where he is.
Okay. Can I see Dorothy through the blanket at all, or no?
No, I'm, like, completely hidden under... But I'm, like, not sly. Like, I'm just in the blanket. I don't think it's a big enough
blanket to completely hide you. I understand that you're a small child, but this is not, like, a king size.
No. Blanket. Yeah, it's not... Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not hidden by it. Yeah. I'm just, like, hidden, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the sheriff is just like, all right, there's a kid.
There's obviously a kid under that blanket.
No, there's no fooling anybody that that I'm not under this blanket, but I'm under the blanket.
All right.
Okay. No, it's okay. We don't want to impose. We already caused you enough trouble. We're just trying to get home, you see, and we don't really, we don't need to take up any more of your time. I guarantee you, if we know we've caused you enough strife tonight and made you have to go out in the rain and all, so we can just be going on our way if it's really a big trouble to you. I'm sorry.
Where are you going in the storm, kid?
We can find somewhere else. It's fine.
No, you're fine. I still gotta make dinner anyway. I can just make some extras. There ain't no problem with it. Besides, I can, we can figure out what exactly to do with y'all, since two of you seem to be pretty new, it would seem. And probably got to explain some things to you.
Walter emerges.
He's like, he's
like a weasel in the couch.
He's like standing on the other side of the couch, but it's like tall enough to like look down into like the cushions where you would be hiding, and they're just like out of the corner of his eye. He sees like a little head pop out, and then he looks down and goes, "Walter."
Yeah, sorry, I was in your couch.
Yeah, I noticed, Walter. What are you doing on my couch?
I was looking for crumbs because, quite honestly, I am pretty hungry.
All right, that settles it. I'm making you all some food. He starts walking over to the kitchen and says, "Take your shoes off as well. Don't want you getting mud on my carpet, on my rug."
Walter sarcastically mimes taking shoes off.
Of course. And the three of you see him go into the kitchen and turn on like a light in there.
And I don't see anything, but I hear this and I peek my head out.
Yeah. And you all see Carrie come over and say, "You guys are going to stay for dinner?"
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yay!
It looks that way.
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.